shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well, my friends, this thing is playing out like a real-life, real-time civics lesson for those who thought that we lived in a democracy. Turns out we were right all along. We live in a constitutional republic. I want to talk about that today. I want to give you basically my thoughts on what happened. If you didn't join us last week, I had been invited to speak at a Turning Point USA, well, it was Turning Point Action, the sister organization of Turning Point USA, the 501c4, the lobbying arm of the organization. I was invited to speak at the Indiana State House on Friday, and it was quite the experience, and I want to talk with you about that as we had some, it was interesting. It was a very interesting environment, and I'll share that with you, and I want to continue. Listen, I know that this is Indiana-centric, but it's really America-centric because this impacts literally who may control Congress after the midterm election next November. That's only, 11 months away, friends. That is not far away at all. We had better get busy preparing for that, because if we want to see America restored, we have to win this midterm election around this country. So we'll talk about that, my friends, here in today's program. Maybe you've reached that stage, my friends, where managing your money feels like juggling more than just numbers. There's tax planning, there's estate works, investment choices, a whole lot more. That's when family office services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their family office services gives you access to a coordinated team with advanced options, strategies, private equity, private credit, and legal expertise, all under one roof. It's about simplifying your financial life, planning for the future, and making sure your legacy stays strong for generations to come. If you're ready for that next level of support, head on over to FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future. Okay. All right, my friends. So on Friday, I went to the State House, had a couple of friends, and even my son, 16-year-old son, joined me. You know, I will tell you here off the top, too. I wasn't going to say this Friday. You know, he knew who Charlie Kirk was, obviously, and was quite aware of what happened there. And one of his first questions or concerns was, when he found out it was a Turning Point event and that I was going to be speaking, He immediately was concerned about safety. Now, I just want you to keep that in mind. Number one, forget about how it impacts my family, my children, which is important to me. I'm not trying to say that's the only bad thing happening here, but it was first and foremost horrific and tragic for Charlie Kirk's family and his children. But you think about the impact that that terrible event earlier this fall had on our American youth, my friends. So he was a little bit uncertain. He wanted to go, but he also was a little bit uncomfortable. It was in the Statehouse Rotunda, which of course you have to go past security to get in there. So we felt it was going to be a reasonably safe environment, even though I didn't know what to expect, to be quite honest. So when we get there, first of all, I want to thank, I had some friends who volunteered, one being my sister-in-law and two being ladies that have helped behind the scenes with this program. One has been a dear friend of mine for years who's prayed with us and just supported us in a lot of ways. The other has recently helped us try to find more interviews, more guests for this program. It's something that we haven't proactively done, but as this program changes and as we get into doing more things like speaking and just trying to get this information, this content out in front of the people that I think need to hear it, she has helped us as well. They've both been blessings. They both headed on up to the Statehouse with us on Friday. Well, and my sister-in-law met us there. And I will tell you, there were a few hundred people there from the Turning Point crowd. And then there was on the second, there's three layers in the Indiana Statehouse. And they all kind of, you know, you can look down to see the floor. The statehouses are often like this. In fact, my son and I, when we went to Austin for a day trip, he loves flying. He wants to be a pilot. We took a day trip to Austin. I don't know, maybe back in July. Great time to go to Austin, by the way. It's hotter than heck. But anyway, we went to, it's a great city. I enjoyed the city. I love, of course, spending the time with him. But we went to the Texas Statehouse, and we, similar sort of setup. I mean, the buildings are, of course, different, but they're similar in some ways. And you could look over the edges. I think they had more stories than ours did, or maybe the floors were, you know, spaced further apart, something. But you can look down, you know, to the rotunda ground level, and there were protesters up there. Now, it didn't shock me, but I didn't know who was going to be there. And there were some raucous protesters. Now, there weren't many. I'm going to guess around 25-ish. I could be wrong. But they were rowdy. And, you know, I had, of course, doing this show, there are people who I hear from who, you know, hate me, hate what I have to say. Listen, I respectfully don't care. I don't care anymore. It makes zero difference to me. I don't know why you wouldn't like little old me, but if that's what you have to do to hate me to feel good about your life or whatever, then have at it. It is of no consequence to me whatsoever. But it's a little bit different in an environment like that because not in some way of I don't know, intimidation, as I think that they hoped that it was, but it's just different because here people can be screaming all they want as they listen to what I'm saying, but they can't interfere with you hearing it. They could in that environment. And so the 25 people were chanting, first off, they were holding up signs. They were holding up signs that were all over the place as far as what the sign said, and most of them didn't really mean a whole lot. They were misrepresenting reality. I saw one of them talked about Pontius Pilate, who, of course, if you know your Bible, Pilate was the Roman governor who was the one who was ultimately responsible for whether or not Jesus was crucified. Now, spiritually, that decision had been made. Jesus had came for that very purpose, so there really wasn't anything Pilate was going to do about it, but he was the the individual in the story, the Roman authority, who tried to actually reason with the people at some point to not have Jesus sacrificed, but have, to have him beaten and released or anything to avoid actually crucifying him, because he realized that he had not broken any Roman law. Of course, we all know that Jesus was crucified for claiming to be the Son of God. That's what it's, well, the King of the Jews, actually, which is what they hung on the cross where Jesus was sacrificed. But Pontius Pilate is the one who tried to prevent it, but ultimately didn't. And he washed his hands, right? He said, "I washed my hands of this," saying, "I'm not the one responsible for what you all are about to do, but I'm also not going to stop it." Well, there was a sign up there that said something about how those of us who want redistricting, I guess we're like Pontius Pilate. I don't even understand the reference, but there you have it. But these folks were yelling and screaming the whole time. In fact, I was probably called, let's see, cheater. I don't know, liar was one of them probably, but definitely fascist and Nazi. I was called those things dozens of times. In fact, my son said the entire time, the entire time I spoke, they were chanting cheater, cheater. And that's where I want to start today. Well, I want to tell you one other story first. We're going to pick up here. But there was I'm telling you, listen, you don't have to be. Hear me say this. A lot of what we're fighting about today in America is truly beyond politics. It's right and wrong. It's rooted in truth. It's rooted in whether or not you're on the side of good and evil. There, we have ventured into that category, that area in this country. However, the issue of redistricting is one that is truly political. Now, I would tell you that if we do not redistrict Indiana, I think we're empowering the people who have completely abandoned trying to govern or legislate with any moral compass whatsoever. So I think refusing to redistrict actually empowers the people to, well, to further tear this country apart and to tear apart Western civilization as we know it, our Judean Christian foundations. But the vote to redistrict in and of itself is not one that's good or bad, right or wrong, you know, good versus evil. However, I will tell you, as I was down there on the stage, I mean, I looked up, I engaged with these folks. In fact, one of the Turning Point folks told me that for him, the highlight was when I called these jokers out, which I did a little bit during my short talk on the from the Statehouse Rotunda floor. In fact, we'll put, if you're a subscriber to the email, I'll make sure today I'll get the video. It's, I don't know, 7-8 minutes. I was given 5 minutes. You know, that's what I realized when I had remarks prepared, because, you know, when you have a few minutes, I want to do my best to stay on topic. And, you know, it's when I've got a full hour of a podcast, I've got room to insert stories and things as I'm, you know, moving us in a direction. When I'm given 5 minutes on the floor, I write that out because I want to make sure that I say what I want to say and that I yield when it's time to yield. But in that environment with all the screaming, I realized this isn't the environment for this. So I kind of changed what I was going to say completely and kind of spoke extemporaneously. But of course, I talk about this stuff all the time. So it wasn't like I was, you know, unprepared. It's just that it went a little bit longer. I think it went maybe 8 minutes or some such thing. I don't know. But the Turning Point folks enjoyed when we called out the behavior of these folks up there. Because, they can protest. I get it. The idea is they don't want our ideas to be heard. They don't want the reasons for doing this and the rationale for doing this to be heard. They want to shout it out and silence it. And it's just pathetic. It really is. It's truly pathetic. And I found this when I asked them, why is this cheating? Which I'll share some of that today as we get into this. Why is this cheating? It's not cheating. You don't have to like it politically. I get that you don't like it politically. But why is it cheating? That's an open invitation for you to tell me why redistricting in Indiana is cheating. Articulate it to me. Explain it to me like I'm five. Like, You say that I'm stupid if you oppose me. Just assume that I'm an idiot. And you can write it in like you're telling a five-year-old. And if you can't do it, which I suspect you can't, then the problem lies when you look into the mirror, my friends. But here we are. This is what we have. I want to tell you, as I was on that stage, I looked up, and there were two women, I think. Again, second floor. It was kind of high. The floors are pretty wide or spread apart now that I'm thinking about this. But I look up, and they're holding signs and chanting who knows what. And I kid you not, before on Friday's episode, before I went and spoke, I would have said to you, I've never been hissed at by an adult woman. However, after Friday, I can no longer say I've not been hissed at by another human being, because I was. I was hissed. I'm literally telling you, hissed at. She, I don't know if she was trying to cast a spell on me. Good luck, lady. I'm washed and sealed by the Spirit of God. But she puts her fingers off the side of hanging over the edge. And she, I kid you not, I'm even embarrassed to do what I'm about to do on this show. But I'm telling you the truth. She leans over, kind of bends her fingers. As I think about it, she kind of looks like the Emperor in Return of the Jedi, the way he holds his fingers when he electrocutes Luke with the powers from his, you know, the dark side and all this. And she hangs over the edge, and she goes, I kid you not, this is what they've got. I'm telling you, this is what they've got. And right now, if you're against redistricting, these are the folks that are speaking for you. And they're not even speaking. They're not even using words. If they do use words, it's the same word over and over. It's used superficially. There is no substance there. Tell me, please tell me, why are you against this? Please tell me in sentences. Please tell me in complete thoughts why this is cheating, why you oppose this. Tell me. I understand it's political. I understand you want Democrats to have as many seats as possible. I don't blame you for that. Tell me why you're against it. I suspect that's why. I suspect that's why. It's not unconstitutional. We'll get into that. It's not cheating. We'll get into that. But use your words. And also, you know, when I prepare this program, I don't just tell you the initial reasons why I think something. I think, what would someone say in response to that? And I try to even stay a step ahead or two steps ahead, so that I give you as much information about my viewpoint as I can. If you're against redistricting, tell me. I am amazed at the cowardice of people who have, you know, they're keyboard warriors, and they'll say things behind the keyboard and nothing happens when I say, explain this. Tell me why it's cheating. I'll get to that here, my friends, in just a moment. But let me take a little breather. No hissing will be done here, but I'll do a breather. And friends, let me tell you that MyPillow has had a rough year. And it's only because of people like you that they have made it through. And they want to thank you for your support. They're going to pass along some Christmas specials to you, the listeners of this program. You can get the Children's Bible Story Pillow 5-pack for $29.98. My slippers with a free bottle of leather protectant spray for $39.98. Blankets, comforters, and duvets for as low as $25. A blowout sale on the standard MyPillows, just $14.98. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com/Todd or go to MyPillow.com and use coupon code Todd to get these specials while they're still available, my friends. MyPillow.com, promo code Todd. All right. So, let's go through this. Explain to me why it's cheating. Explain to me why redistricting in Indiana or any state is cheating. It's political. And again, as I've said from the very beginning, it's always a political activity. You know, I have been remarkably consistent on this. I have said that from the beginning, this is a political exercise. This is a constitutional protected political activity. It's what it is. And Indiana Republicans, conservatives like me, like many of you, have said enough. We've said enough of what's happening, enough of the erosion of our culture, enough of the lawfare, enough of having Democrats go to Washington, D.C. to, you know, it's not just, it's interesting to me. People hate conservatives for not wanting to use government to fund people's fantasies and lifestyles and choices and to reduce the government and to say, we're not getting involved in those sorts of things. They get mad at me and you for not wanting to be enablers or to not want to be taxed to provide whatever it is for somebody else so they can go out and get on their own. They don't want to do that. They're upset at us, I should say, for that. But yet, if you think about the reasons we have to be upset when a leftist is in office, there's a lot more reasons. They're mad because the goody train is running out. They're mad because the adults in the room are saying no. We're upset that they want to control every aspect of our lives. We're upset because they want to tell our children that they must accept a biological male, that a biological male, I should say, is somehow female in some perverse distortion of reality. They want us to accept that socialism is the way to go. They want us to accept that free speech is hate speech if you are standing in favor of certain conservative principles or values or whatnot. This is, they want to control the church. They want to tax the church. They want to silence debate and free speech. That's why they cheer from the balcony. Not cheer, but they chant and they moan and they hiss from the balcony as I speak from the floor of the rotunda. Did the same thing when Governor Braun was up there. Did the same thing when Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith was up there. Did the same thing when several state senators took to the floor, representatives took to the floor. They did the same exact behavior. And it was, listen, I mean, I've come to expect it. But it's certainly not engaging in free and open discourse. So the question remains, how is this cheating? And I've asked this question lots. I've gone to a lot of places, and these are, I'll give you some examples of some verbatim responses I've gotten. Here's a guy named Russ on Facebook who said to me, "You don't care about either the state or the United States Constitution, not even a little, and you don't understand any of it, not even the Second Amendment. Conservatives are incapable of learning." That, again, was in response to my question. Now, there's a couple questions I've been asking. One of them is, how is it cheating? The other one is this question I asked. How does redistricting violate the state constitution? How does it? I'm going to go through that in a moment, and we're, again, going to talk about both of these things kind of simultaneously. A guy named Robert jumps in. Redistricting, he said, is done every 10 years, not whenever a political party decides to try to change the seats that represents the people. It is in the Indiana Constitution. So they are in violation of our Constitution. This is factually false. My friends, the state constitution in Indiana, it says that the state shall redistrict after the census. My question is this: did Indiana redistrict after the census? The answer, by the way, is yes. So the state followed the Constitution. Unless there is language specifically prohibiting it from doing it at any other time, these things are not directly related. There is no reason given in the Constitution, no explicit prohibition of this happening. And the U.S. Constitution, gives this authority to the state legislatures. They are factually wrong, my friends, but they heard it somewhere, read it somewhere in a tweet, heard somebody say it who's out at a rally chanting two-word sentences at a time. And so that's what they think the truth is. I got to take a quick time out, my friends. Sit tight. You're listening to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen.
Playhouse Spices elevate your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. EMAX Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit EMAX Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Welcome back, my friends. How is it cheating? By the way, welcome back to the Full Sweet Wealth Studios. I really want you to tell me, how is this cheating? How is this a violation of the Indiana State Constitution? It isn't. I am openly challenging you. Tell me. Tell me how it is. Tell me how it's a violation of the Constitution. Or more importantly, tell me how it is cheating. It is not cheating. Again, listen. It is 100% the prerogative of the Indiana State Legislature to draw the maps, Constitutionally in the state, per our state constitution, we have to do this. We have to do this after a census is taken. And the reason for this, again, I'll explain it. You know this, but I'm just telling you so that you can tell your self-righteous leftist co-worker, neighbor, someone you run into in downtown Indianapolis, you can just tell them. Redistricting is done every 10 years after the census. It has to be done then because when Congress gets the updated state numbers or national numbers, they then say, okay, here's our total population. We have 435 representatives to assign to each state. And so they do the math and they say California is X percent, so we're going to allocate that number of representatives to their particular state. And again, this is where the illegal immigration issue becomes a major problem because illegal immigrants are counted in our census. And so the number of representatives California gets is higher because they have a high number of illegal aliens because they're a sanctuary state thanks to radical lunatics like Gavin Newsom. So this is layered. There are so many reasons to be against this, and there are so many reasons to be against how the census is being manipulated to begin with and how they've been using it to dilute conservative voices. But you should be in favor. There are so many reasons to be in favor of redistricting here in Indiana and against the nonsense that's been happening for decades behind the scenes. This is all part of draining the swamp. And so once Congress looks at the population of the country, and then breaks that down by state, determining how many representatives each state gets. By the way, there used to be 10 when I was a younger man in 10 congressional districts in Indiana. We now have 9. I remember that. In fact, I had congressional nominations to the United States Naval Academy. Senator Dan Coats was senator back in the time. I got one from him, and then I got John Myers, Congressman John Myers, was from a district that I think was vanished. Must have been after the 2000 census because I would have gotten those in the late 90s, and I believe that's what happened. I'd have to double check, but I think we went from 10 to 9 districts, and I believe his district was one that was absorbed by others. Anyway, that's why after every 10 years you have to redraw the lines, because two reasons. One, you may have fewer representatives, number one. Number two, the population centers in your state might have changed, and each district has to have the same approximate number of people. And so the lines might have to be changed. Even if you didn't add or lose a congressional seat, you needed to then use the new math to maybe adjust the lines to reflect where the population is in your state, how it's changed over the course of 10 years. That's why it has to be done every 10 years for those very reasons. By the way, the number of electoral votes your state has is the number of representatives you have plus the two senators. So you have, we have a lot of reason to be against the way that the census has been weaponized against the American people. And this is one way to push back against that, to have Indiana's voice not be diluted. So That is why it has to be done every 10 years, but it does not anywhere say it has to be done only every 10 years. This is the prerogative of our legislature. And why Republicans would be against this is beyond me. I mean, why is it necessarily the case that Democrats should have two districts that favor them? Why? Tell me why. I understand at some point you say fairness, but what does that mean? Why is it fair that there's only two districts that lean Democrat or that are likely Democrat instead of three? Why not three? Why not four? Why not one? Why not zero? Tell me why. These are all political calculations, my friends. These are political calculations. Democrats want those numbers to be higher for Democrats. Republicans want those numbers to be higher for Republicans. Now, by redistricting, Indiana actually dilutes or spreads out its Republican voters over all nine districts, which means that more of these districts, in theory, could be competitive. Democrats could actually go out and win more of these. Now, they could lose all of them. They would be very unlikely to do that under the current situation with the maps because of Marion County, which, again, I ask, why do we want to make sure that we keep Marion County intact when you look at how mismanaged everything is in our city? Why? Indianapolis is a city that is riddled with violent crime. It is a city that law enforcement is at odds with the mayor and the prosecutor there. This is a city that's mismanaged, and the people that are there continue to vote for it, even though it is a absolute unmitigated disaster, unfortunately and sadly, in our city, in particular the downtown area. I have to share with you my wife. We were downtown when we went to the State House, and I said, look, after 2020 and what happened in this city with the Black Lives Matter, it's not a rally or a protest, it was a riot. My wife said, I'm not going back down there. It was, the place was just destroyed. I remember walking in to a restaurant. I probably shared this with you. I didn't know it was open. I was downtown one day and it was boarded up with plywood because they'd had everything. Well, I didn't know what extent the damage was inside. I assumed it was closed. I saw the door open. I walked inside and they normally have all sorts of things hanging on the wall, televisions and, you know, sports memorabilia, things like that. And none of it was there, or very little of it was there. And I said, what happened here? They said, well, we got basically looted after the Black Lives Matter rally, riot is what it was. They busted out the windows. They took stuff down off the walls. They stole it. Happened in a lot of places downtown. There was a fire, if I remember correctly, that was started in one of the stores downtown. Those folks think that they're entitled to a district. And I say, why? You cannot, I have had people in law enforcement express some hesitation, who have said, you know, they've either worked there in Indy or thought about it or know people that do or whatever. And they've said, look, officers here don't think they've got the support of the mayor and the prosecutor. In fact, if something happens, heaven forbid, and an officer has to get physical or draw his or her weapon, they're worried that they're going to be supported. They think that they're going to be basically hung out to dry. And this has tremendous impacts on how officers are doing their job, the risk that they're putting themselves in. It is just an unmitigated disaster. Why? Tell me why. Why should we make sure that we keep that intact? Make sure that this group of people in Marion County that's made it blue, let's make sure that we let them have a representative in Washington, D.C., so that they can ruin things there too. So that they can talk about things like defunding the police and whatever else, men in college sports. Why? Why would we make sure that we hold that together? Tell me why. I am all ears. Tell me why. And tell me, if you're against it, why it's cheating to want to see that sort of nonsense end. This is a destructive tendency, a self-destructive tendency that we have in this constitutional republic to allow people, they can still win elections in these other districts, my friends. Of course, they're going to have to make some changes to their policies, their candidates, and so forth. But why? Tell me why it's cheating. What principle is being broken? How is this unfair. How is this not just protecting the interests of Indiana, who has watched itself get basically outshouted in our nation's capital for reasons I've laid out in this program, my friends? Tell me why that's cheating. Tell me why that can't be done. My friends, if you're dealing with discomfort or you're just tired of living off prescriptions and managing the side effects, you are not alone. A lot of folks are looking for something natural they can trust. That's why I want you to check out Christopher's Organic Botanicals, a family-run natural kratom company rooted in truth, transparency, and tradition. They partner directly with farmers in Indonesia. They lab test everything before it ever reaches your hands. No hype, no synthetics, no funny business, just the real deal done right. Now, you may have heard the horror stories out there about kratom. These stories come from shady sellers and synthetic garbage that is not even real kratom. That's why it matters where you purchase it. It matters that you do your research. That's what Christopher's Organic Botanicals is here to help you do. Christopher'sOrganicBotanicals.com. You can start there. You can research or start with their starter kratom starter pack, I should say. Use coupon code TODHUFF to save 10%. That's Christopher'sOrganicBotanicals.com. Christopher's Organic Botanicals, truth, tradition, transparency. Time out for me, back in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea bath products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Teabath Products, elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
You know, I said off the top of the program, this is a real-time civics lesson for people who have been told that we live in a democracy, which, of course, we have democratic aspects. That's the beauty of this happening is it's the type of government we have is right there before our eyes. We have a constitutional republic. We have a representative republic. That's why you're calling or emailing your senators, which I encourage you to do that if you're in Indiana. I'll be sure to put that out in today's newsletter as well. The people that are on the fence, potentially, we need to have about five more. I don't know what's going to happen with this vote, but I do believe if you want to be a part of this, if you want to see us redistrict, I do believe that your call can absolutely impact them. Your email can. Keep it respectful, of course. Doesn't need to be threatening or angry or anything like that. It doesn't need to be accusatory. It just needs to be clear that, you know, that we want these districts to be redrawn. You don't even have to explain yourself. They're probably just interested in getting a tally. Make sure they know that you're in their district. And again, I'll put the I'll put a link of it. I'll make sure we get it in the stack of stuff, but I'll also make sure the best thing to do is probably sign up for the free newsletter and it'll go out in that so that you have it handy. But either way, whatever is better for you, I don't care. I'm just telling you we're going to make it available to you in those two ways. Friends, I got a few more thoughts on this, but I've got to pause here. Think about this for a moment. Your investments are like seeds that you plant. They grow, they multiply, but friends, are they bearing the kind of fruit that you want? And I'm not talking just about financial yield. I'm talking about, are they bearing the type of fruit you want when it comes to the things that these companies that you invest in are supporting, are endorsing, are funding? At 48 Financial, they believe your money should reflect your values. They specialize in wealth management and biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith. It's all part of their purpose-centered financial planning, helping you live a life of meaning and purpose. You want to see if your investments align with your values or to what degree they do. All you have to do is head on over to 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. Complete their quick assessment. It's painless. It's easy. I did it. You can as well. 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial, they're here to worry about your money so that you don't have to. All right. So, civics lesson in real time. Real time. At the State House, you'll hear things, or even at other protests, this is what democracy looks like. I am not here to deny that there are democratic aspects to our society, and there should be. A constitutional republic wants to get the input from its citizens, from its constituents, not those who are here illegally, but those who are legally allowed to cast a ballot. They want to know. A constitutional republic is set up so that it hears and tries, it's to reflect the values of the people that it represents. Now, interestingly, and I know state Senate is different than U.S. Senate, but interestingly, the House in Indiana passed the measure, passed the new maps with only a couple of Republicans. Again, one, my Republican voted no. And I want to know why she did that, Peggy Mayfield. But listen, the bottom line here is that we're now onto the Senate. And this shows you, shows me, shows the rest of the world that this is how our process works. You have representatives. Those representatives are free to vote as they see fit. And they are, it's sometimes it's a lot more complicated than people let on. It's not just simply taking a poll and saying whatever my district wants. True leadership demands that sometimes you say, listen, I know that there's a lot of people, maybe even a majority of people that don't want me to do X, but I'm going to do it and I'm going to explain why. And by the time you all hear my reasons for this, you're going to at least see where I'm coming from or maybe even change your mind altogether. Leadership requires that sometimes. This is not a pure democracy. Also, it's not a pure democracy in the sense that we have to have proportional representation. I don't know where these jokers and clowns come away thinking this, where if there's 10 congressional districts in a state that if the state is 40% Democrat and 60 Republican, that they should draw districts so that 4 of them are Democrat and 6 of them are Republican. What? Who said this? This is preposterous. First of all, it assumes that the founders framed a government with a two-party system in mind. That's not the case at all. That's not the case, number one. Number two, that assumes that everybody who votes for a Republican as president wants a Republican in Congress or vice versa. That's not the way that that works. There are some people who literally just vote for president. There are some people that vote literally for just a local office where they might know a person. There's a bazillion different possibilities with how people cast their ballots. What are they talking about when they say that it has to be proportionally favorable? You should draw the district so that it reflects this. This is wild, wild logic here, my friends. This is a political process, and politicians are involved. If you don't like the outcome, you can hold the politicians who cast the ballots, who drew the maps, or voted for the maps, you can hold them accountable and vote them out. And likewise, if you like what they did, you can support them. Either way, it's a civics lesson for those who refuse to learn what this country is all about. I've got to go, though, my friends. Have a great day. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.